Redakcija za kulturo, komunistične vede.
Redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede. Kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Včeraj smo se v pričakovanju današnje podelitve nagrade Igorja Zabela za kulturo in teorijo v še zaprtem hotelskem baru Hotela Lev se stali z letošnjo nagrajenko, kuratorko in umetnostno zgodovinarko Bojano Pejić. Nagrado Društvo Igor Zabel za kulturo in teorijo podeljuje kritikom, kuratorjem, umetnostnim zgodovinarjem in teoretikom za posebne dosežke z področja vizualne umetnosti in kulture srednje, vzhodne in jugovzhodne Evrope. Bojana Pejić je umetnost vzhodne Evrope v večini raziskovala na Zahodu. V 90-ih letih se je namreč iz rodnega Beograda preselila v Berlin, kjer živi in predava še danes. Pejić povprašamo, kako sama razume svojo pozicijo v odnosu do vzhoda in Zahoda.
I am a woman with a long past. I was born in Belgrade, in ex-Yugoslavia, and I worked in a student cultural center in Belgrade 20 years. From 71 until 91. Then I moved to Berlin. And in fact, my interest in Eastern European art started in Berlin, in fact. Are you familiar with the term Ossis Vessis? Vessis are West Germans and Ossis are Eastern Germans. So I extended this term to Eastern European context. So I call myself, I'm Ossi Patriot.
Tudi njeni najodmevnejši in najširše zastavljeni razstavi sta bili zasnovani in primerno razstavljeni na Zahodu. To sta razstavi After the Wall, Art and Culture in Post-Communist Europe in Gender Check. Razstava After the Wall je bila leta 1999 na ogled v modernem muzeju v Štokholmu, preden je nadaljevala pot proti vzhodu in se ustavila v Budimpešti. Razstava je bila njen prvi večji projekt v Berlinu, njegove začetke in razvoj predstavi sama.
First time in my life, I became a freelance. And the first person who invited me to do Eastern European exhibition was David Elliott. At that time, it's a British art historian who at that time became a director of Moderna Museet in Stockholm. And then David had this idea to do this project After the Wall, Art and Culture in Post-Communist Europe, 10 years after Berlin Wall fell down, to see what artists are doing at the beginning of post-communist condition, which was in fact the beginning of globalization already, how artists relate to this new democratic moment. So this exhibition was open 99, and it was the first time in Europe. There was one exhibition in Chicago 2 years earlier called Beyond Belief. There were a couple of Eastern European countries, post-socialist countries, artists from these countries exhibited in America. But After the Wall was first show in Europe. At the end, we ended up with some 115 artists who were dealing or resisting contemporary moment, being critical towards aspects of nationalism, towards implementation of capitalism, towards changes in the body, you know.
Razstava se osredotoča na obdobje od sredine 80-ih let do konca 90-ih z željo raziskati in umestiti umetnost držav, ki se po koncu komunističnih režimov na novo oblikujejo in premišljujejo geopolitične spremembe, kot so padec železne zavese, perestrojka, nastajanje novih držav in mnoge druge. After the Wall poskuša slediti reorganizaciji kulturne sfere, ki preneha biti monolitna vizija ministrstv za kulturo in se razprši z vznikanjem privatnih galerij, revij umetnosti in umetniških sejmov. Predvsem pa se osredotoča na mlajšo generacijo umetnikov, ki že ustvarjajo v odmiku od optimističnega pričakovanja sprememb in se soočajo z mnogoterimi in za njihovo okolje specifičnimi posledicami novo nastajajoče družbene realnosti. Kuratorko je s pripoznavanjem teh specifičnosti zanimalo, kaj te umetnike druži. Pri oblikovanju razstav, ki obravnavajo pretekla obdobja, s katerimi se stikamo skozi še vedno z močnimi čustvi zaznamovane spomine, vloge teh pri izrekanju o tej preteklosti ne gre zapostaviti. Pejič se spominja enega izmed projektov z razstave, ki je izval različna branja, pri čemer sta razliko v odzivu narekovali umestitev gledalke v čas in prostor ter različno tesna opetost gledalk v pretekli režim.
There was one wonderful work by Albanian artist, Andri Sala. It was concerning this relation to the past, socialist past. I've never been to Albania during socialist time. It was oppressive, you know. I know the artists were really not allowed to make self-portraits, for example. So, and Andri is a child of a woman who is exactly my age, born in 48. And this work is called Intervista, Finding the Words, is subtitle. He went to Tirana because the family changed the flat, so they had to clear the cellar and so on. And in the cellar he found one tape, 6 millimeter tape, 70 millimeter film. Sound and an image were separated. So what he found only image track. And on this documentary film, he saw his mother giving a very passionate speech of a youth congress in Tirana, standing next to Enver Hoxha, who was Albanian president. And she was talking about world peace and coexistence and so on. So a film is called Intervista, interview, because it's a talk between mother and son, you know? And since there was no sound, it was now a detective story, and lip reader told him what mama said at this congress. And he confronted mother with these beliefs. And you know what she said? Andri, first of all, I tell you this because you are my son, because we are family. But when I spoke these words in the 70s, I believed in them, in world peace, even in this totally oppressed Albania. I believe when I was young in these ideas. And when I watched it, I identified with mama. When we did the gender check, Aneta Monachiza, artist who works with another artist as a duo, Aneta and Lucia. We were guiding tour through the gender check exhibition, and they identified with the artist who belongs to the same generation. And they said, you know, if I could have asked my mother and father, what did they do during socialism? Did they believe or they were like opposition? So this is just one work, but two viewing positions.
Projekte Bojane Pejič sicer na prvi pogled uokvirjajo makropolitične dogodke, vendar se zanimanja nagrajenke zgoščujejo znotraj intimnejše sfere. Zgodnja točka njenega preopraševanja feminističnih tematik sega v leto 1978, ko so s kolegi v študentskem kulturnem centru v Beogradu organizirali konferenco Drugarica žena. Žensko pitanje, novi pristop. Poskušali so poudariti, da je enakopravnost intimnega okolja doma ne doseže. Slogan konference se je glasil: Proletarci vseh dežel, kdo vam pere nogavice? V svojih kasnejših projektih, kot so Hero Mother, Good Girls, Memory, Desire, Power in že omenjeni Gender Check, se osredotočajo na dinamiko znotraj družine, družinsko nasilje, odnos do telesa in seksualnosti. Teme, ki se vse do 90-ih let niso prebile v javno sfero in bile izpostavljene kritični obravnavi.
Political, it's not a pamphlet. There is one now biennale in Belgrade called October Salon. And when artists deal with, for instance, artists who dealt critically with the war in ex-Yugoslavia. So the local critics said, these are not aesthetical themes, these are political themes. Artists can choose to do whatever. But political, it also includes for me not, let's say, global themes. It can occur climate and so on. Political is also how we are going to work with our own sexuality, how artists relate to their bodies. This is also, if you would like to label it political. I always quote this, there is one younger woman let's say, feminist. I met her in, there was one conference in Sarajevo years ago, and then she said something that I will never forget. She said, you know, in the 90s, it was easier for me to go in the street and protest against Milosevic, but it was harder for me to tell my uncle that I was a lesbian. No, this is political statement.
Z razstavo Gender Check, Femininity and Masculinity in the Art of Eastern Europe, ki se je leta 2009 odprla v Mumoku na Dunaju in naposled potovala še v Varšavo, Pejić obravnava socialistične preteklosti in njenih vplivov na sedanjost konca prvega desetletja novega tisočletja razširi in poveže že odprte in obravnavane kritike nacionalističnih aspektov s feminističnim branjem. Z Gender Check je preobraževala reprezentacijo spolov v umetniških delih od 60-ih let naprej, pri čemer pa je poskušala jasno izraziti, da ne gre niti za razstavo ženske umetnosti, niti feministične umetnosti, temveč kuratorkin pogled na umetnost socializma na vzhodu Evrope skozi prizmo študij spola.
In the Gender Check, one colleague from GDR, Angelika Richter, she was not a feminist when we started the project. So I told her, I said, Angelika, after German reunification, there were, let's say, minimum 5 major exhibitions where Eastern European and Western exhibited together. There were no women artists from GDR, probably 1 or 2 from the West. And Angelika said, Bojana, this is not true. And she checked the catalogs and realized. So after we finished the exhibition, she wrote a doctoral dissertation from the feminist point of view, analyzing GDR women's art. And Angelika found this painting. It's called Die Wände, like walls. And the East German painter did it. It's a huge painting. It's life size. It's like 2 meters high. And this is variation of the theme Adam and Eve. But what you see in this painting, 2 nudes, male nude and female nude, but a man, Adam, is beating the woman. German art historians interpreted this, is because of the wall, society was claustrophobic. No, this is home violence. And this is the only painting from the 80s visualizing this domestic violence, you know? And this was a brave painting, I must say. One interesting moment that the Adam has an electronic watch on his hand, you know, so this is the 80s, you know, when they appear. So I'm curious about this kind of things, you know, these things that are on the margins. And this is, for me, this is political. This is political thing.
Vendar pa nekatere umetnice in umetniki še zmeraj oklevajo pri prevzemanju oznake feministične umetnice ali umetnika. Pejić predstavi razloge za to zavrnitev, s katerimi je bila soočena v času svojega raziskovanja umetnosti in dolgoletnega srečevanja in sodelovanja z umetnicami.
Most of the young artists I work with in the gender exhibition, for example, and some others, would not accept the term feminism. It's always, I'm doing something else, meaning like I'm doing da-da-da. This thesis follows feminist exhibitions until now. And this is the thesis about ghetto. You put us in a ghetto. Now it's a woman's exhibition, da-da-da. One Swedish feminist art historian wrote a beautiful article, Women Artists Against Feminist Artists, you know, because there are women artists who are really not interested in feminism. They do their things. And feminist artists are afraid that they will be put in this all women exhibition, the separatist exhibition, only women, that it will damage their career and their place in the market. So I don't believe that so many Eastern European women artists are so hot on the market, but doesn't matter.
Če tudi ne želijo same označiti svoje umetnosti kot feministične, pa Pejić poudari, da mnoge umetnice vseeno dopuščajo feministično branje svojega dela in se pojavljajo v skupinskih razstavah, ki obravnavajo teme feminizma.
Artists who are not feminist at all accepted to take part in the exhibition because it was good address, good curator, and so on. So one of them is Marina Abramović, who always refused any connection with feminism, and Abakanović, Polish, fantastic Polish sculptor, who had never thought of herself as feminist, you know? So when I try to write about artists, you know, I always ask, is it okay if I see this work as feminist? Because when you write a monographic text, you don't do it against the artist, you know? You talk and then you see, and I wrote texts about Marina who were really feminist texts and she did not object. Because it's a reading, one of many.
Njeno pristopanje k pisanju tekstov v umetniških delih pa govori tudi o tem, kako kuratorka, piska in umetnostna zgodovinarka razume svojo vlogo v odnosu z umetnicami in umetniki nasploh.
You know, it's a question of reading. I don't tell you the truth now. I tell you now the things that I think I believe in or I think about. You know, there is no art history and it's not science about truth. It's our possibility and our ability to see and to understand what artists are doing. Because what I do, I follow the artist. I don't invent things. I just try to make a puzzle, you know, to combine things in my view. Another curator would do different.
Podelitev nagrade Igorja Zabela za kulturo in teorijo bo potekala danes ob 8. uri v Cukrarni. Z Bojano Pejič je klepetala Lucija.